Drinking, ass kicking, comedic, strategic, no work, all play. Lead singer of Detroit Perfect and Halfway. And I don't mean to brag or boast, but I am your host with the most, I don't know, but I am the host of this show, and I am Bill Halfway Hamill, and you are listening to Hamill's Halfway House. Now, back in about 2005, 2006, 2007, every Monday night, me and Halfway 2 guitar player Jason Hackstock would trek down to the Old Shillelagh, which is a Irish bar in Greektown of all places, downtown Detroit. It was just to drive down Gratiot, and as you know, the Halfway 2 studios are at beautiful 8 Mile in Gratiot, so we would hop on Gratiot, take that downtown to Greektown, take our asses to the Old Shillelagh, where our good buddy, Paulie Brady, would play acoustically. He would play a lot of Irish, traditional Irish folk music, and he would also play like rock and roll. And he would always invite Jay and I up there, and Jay and I would get up there and do our thing. Well, Paulie was also in a metal band with a guy named Jeremy Zinn, who I know as Fester. Also in the band was Paulie's brother Mark and a guitar player by the name of Cooner. Now, for whatever reason, Jason and I never became particularly close with either Mark or Cooner. And the name of their band was Edgewise, heavy metal band. And at the time, Paulie lived just right next door, same building, upstairs from the Old Shillelagh. So when the bar would close, you know, and we get out of there at 2:30, Jay and I would normally go over to Paulie's and jam or play video games or do whatever. And the nights that we didn't spend the night, we would go across the street to the Greektown Casino, where Jason would proceed to bore me to tears and play video poker while I sat there and bitched. Now, Paulie doesn't live there any longer, and Edgewise is no longer, as far as I know. But the two halves have split up. Paulie and his brother Mark are now in an Irish, very Irish-influenced band. They do their own originals, but they also do a lot of those same folk songs, as I was saying, called Stone Clover. And Fester and Cooner have started another band called Steal Your Medicine. I'm still good friends with both Fest and Polly, and they're still friends too. But I thought I would start the show off with the two of those bands. And first, I'm gonna play Stone Clover, featuring my good buddy Polly. And this is Stone Clover with Beer Is the Answer. And more times than not, that is most certainly the case. But I do digress. That was Stone Clover with Beer Is the Answer. You can find them on the web at stonecloverband.com. And now, for the other half. This is Steal Your Medicine with Castaway.
A blink and I'm gone, the other road is my new home. What's painless to me has bore a thorn and left you with scars that I try to ignore. Oh, good Lord. Better off as ashes in our soul. I cast.
With Castaway. Check them out on the web at facebook.com/steal your medicine. Polyfest, I love you both. I miss you so much, brothers. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fan-supported podcast. If you feel so inclined, please go and subscribe to us on iTunes. Just Google Hamill's Halfway House. Anything pertaining to myself, Halfway 2, and this next band I'm going to play, you can find at halfwayhamill.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at halfwayhamill. Visit my Reverb Nation page at reverbnation.com/halfwayhamill. You can also read my pro wrestling blogs at camelclutchblog.com. Now, as I was saying about this next band I'm going to play, this song was written kind of on accident. It was just a riff that I had written that I would use to warm up. And one day I was at Sean's house and I was playing it. He was in another room and he heard me. And he said, "What is that?" I said, "I don't know, it's just something I fuck around with." And he said, "Hold on a sec." And he goes and he grabs these lyrics. And so together we wrote this song. And I don't want to get cryptic on you, but... well, that's enough of that. Anyways, this is Detroit Perfect with That Should Have Worked. And this was before Chuck was in the band. Andy was playing drums. This is featuring Chuck Bean on lead guitar, Detroit Perfect, That Should Have Worked.
Hold in my head so my demons can't come out for
can see I'm a little biased. Detroit Perfect with That Should Have Worked. You can find us at facebook.com/Detroit Perfect or go to halfwayhamel.com. This next band features a friend of mine whom I haven't seen in a while. He recently got married, so I want to give a congratulations out to Ian Pinchback. I know Ian back in the open mic days doing acoustic. He's now got a rock and roll heavy metal band, hard rock band. You can hear a big Black Sabbath influence in this, which is a great thing. The name of the band is Beast House, and the name of the song is Blood in the Water. That was Beast House with Blood in the Water. Find them at ReverbNation.com/Beast House. All right, now this next band I'm going to play, I play them every week, but this song is a hell of a lot different, but it's really, really cool. So I give you, ladies and gentlemen, the Porcelain Doll Collection with Love Me Sober.
Busy coding your day. ever show your true colors. You never could love me so much. You never could love me so much.
The phenomenal porcelain doll collection with the phenomenal Love Me Sober. Don't forget to go to warped.battleofthebands.com/U/TPDC to get them on this year's Warped Tour. And make sure you check them out at the Porcelain Doll Collection. .com. This next act has decided to make its way to Los Angeles, California to try and make it big out there, and they get nothing but my props and my respect. Great band. They're called Jacked, and this is Vacation. Find them at ReverbNation.com/jacked. And that's spelled J-A-K-D-D. This last act I'm going to play for you tonight is the only act not out of metropolitan Detroit. They are from Chicagoland. I got to chatting with the lead singer Isaac briefly on Facebook. Really, really cool dude. Really, really cool fucking band. So without further ado, I give you from Rockford, Illinois, this is Sleaze with Hail to the Thief. /sleazy69. I want to thank all the bands that I played on the show tonight. And I especially want to thank each and every one of you that tunes in here every week on Hamel's Halfway House. Again, check me out at halfwayhamel.com where you can check out this video. Peace!
Man, I know I gotta get a job. I know I need to make money. But I really don't want to get a job because I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, chill on Facebook 12 hours a day. I couldn't tell you last time I got paid. The other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo, and I'm in deep.
I'm in debt.
But who has time to pay the bills? I'm a busy man. I got no time to kill. I got things I need to get done. Yeah, I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
People say I'm lazy cause I don't work. But they don't know jack, cause they're just jerks. They're just jealous, cause I'm at home
watching TV, playing on my iPhone.
But who has time to fill out an app? I'd rather stay home and take a nap. Here comes a repo man, I got to run. Yeah,
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
No, work at all play is my kind of fun. I need a job, I don't want one. He lives at home with his mom.
Yes,
he needs a job, he don't want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
Please, mom. Please, mom. Do I really have to get a job?
Yes, come on, you have to get a job.
Get a job.
I told you.
Come on.
Yes.
I wanna be rappers.
You must get a job, Harry. Get a job.
Please.
Get a
CDs
job.
So we don't have
Harry,
to get a
get
job.
Get a job. Get out of this house. Get a job, Harry. I'm tired of looking after you. And pick up your socks.
We don't want one. Peace out.